¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
¡Show me what community looks like!
¡This is what community looks like!
Protesters marched along the aisles of a Home Depot in South Los Angeles Thursday, chanting in Spanish and English to condemn ICE raids that were taking place on Home Depot parking lots. Advocates from the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, or CHILA, say retail stores like Home Depot are being used by ICE for sting operations to arrest immigrants. A representative from CHILA explains the community's frustration with the company's current silence.
People here at Wilshire and Union has been hit 4 times by immigration. And in one of those instances, it was what known as the Trojan Horse operation, where they came out of a Penske truck. That was here. And so we're tired of this corporation staying silent. They need to speak up, not allow immigration agents to use their parking lot, and actually speak up for their community.
Organizers say Home Depot has generated billions in revenue by being a central hub, offering both materials and labor in one place. A speaker representing the labor union coalition says Home Depot has a duty to protect the workers since they benefit from their services.
We're here today because we all know that Home Depot has built a business center around their neighbors. They know that people that come here, contractors, individual people, homeowners, come here because they could get the materials and they could find someone here. They can do the work at home. That's why they're here. That's why people come here. They come and get the materials and they get the day laborers to join them. And it is time for Home Depot, for the corporation who makes billions of dollars based again on the concept of materials and labor in one place, makes billions of dollars, to step up, make a strong statement in support of the community, in support of the workers, in support of how they make money.
Clergy and later United for Economic Justice, or CLU, joined the protest to argue that if corporations are granted legal personhood, they must act with a conscience of a good neighbor. A representative from CLU says it's simply inhumane to neglect vulnerable groups like immigrant workers.
Denying support for those people is not being a good neighbor, and allowing the continuing terrorization and oppression of our brothers and sisters, the people who are looking for work, the people who have the least amount in our society, it's not being a good neighbor. This company makes a lot of money off of its neighbors. And if the Supreme Court says that corporations are people, then we need them to be good people, not the people they are right now.
As the protest wrapped up, organizers vowed to continue their week of action, targeting what they call the concentration of wealth among the billionaire class, while working people face increased federal scrutiny. Annette Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.